In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. S praznikom. Happy feast. So today we celebrate two feasts. One is the third Sunday of Lent, which is the Sunday of the cross. And so last night we brought the cross out at the end of the festal vigil and began the veneration of the cross. And then we also have the Feast of the Annunciation. The Annunciation, of course, is the beginning of our salvation, as the Triparion says. Because what we celebrate is that the Archangel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, and he proclaimed to her that she had been chosen to bear the Son of God, and that through her assent, through her consent to this announcement, in which she accepted it as the will of God, our salvation came into the world. She had been chosen from all generations. She had been raised as a child in the temple, living in holiness, living in the presence of God, and had been prepared by that. Because living in that presence meant that she was living in a state of contemplation, of the awareness of God, constantly permeating her whole being, so that she was able to bear this great gift of being able to be the mother of God, the mother of the incarnate Son of God. On this day also, for the cross, we have this verse in the Gospel. You must deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. In another Gospel, the verse continues, for if you would save your life, you will lose it. But if you lose your life for Christ's sake and the Gospel's, you would save it. What does it mean to deny yourself? It means to say no to your own will. It means to say no to your passions. It means to say no to what I want, so that by doing so, that I can learn to do the will of God and be able to cut off my own will, so that I might be able to do the will of God instead of being a slave to myself, a slave to my ego, a slave to my passions, a slave to my desires. We have in the Most Pure Virgin Mary the ultimate example of one who cut off her own will, who denied herself in order to be obedient to God. And this obedience to God is the very nature of the process of our salvation. Salvation is not something momentary. You can't just say your little prayer and all of a sudden, you're saved. It doesn't work like that. Besides, that's not even scriptural. But salvation is a process. It's a process of the sanctification of our life, the sanctification of our body, of our mind, of our heart, of our spirit, the sanctification of our actions, which means that we bring our whole life into synergy with God. We bring our whole being into communion with God. We bring our mind and our heart into obedience to God. So that our very identity is rooted in Christ, not in our ego, which is something of our own creation. We have to die to ourselves. We have to die to the old man. We have to die to the ego. And this is what self-denial means. It means cutting it off. And it's hard. It's hard. But it's the path to salvation. As Christians, We wear a cross. You know, some of them are big and fancy and heavy, and some of them are little and delicate and, you know. But if we wear a cross, we have to expect to be crucified on it. That's what it means. That I am crucified with Christ, and my life is hidden with Christ in God. When we were baptized, we were given a cross. And that's a sign that you have died with Christ and have been raised up again into the new life. Think about the life of the Most Pure Virgin Mary, who, having grown up in the temple, having lived in absolute purity, having her whole being purified and kept in purity by that overwhelming presence of God, a purity so great that she would be able to bear the presence of God within her womb for 9 months. Most of us can only bear the presence of God for a moment or two. And so she was taken by Joseph, who was an old man, he was in his 80s, to protect her. And all of a sudden she comes up pregnant. And the people around them thought, well, she's been messing around, that she's a harlot, that she's a sinful, she wasn't even a woman, she was a girl, 13 years old. And Joseph was afraid because he knew the kind of shame it would bring to him. He was thinking to put her away, in other words, get rid of her. But then the angel of God came to him and said, no, that which is conceived of her is conceived by the Holy Spirit. And he will be the Savior of the world. People did not accept that Mary was bearing a child conceived without a man. She accepted the shame. She accepted the ridicule. She accepted the rejection that brought on society. And especially in that time. Now, if a girl gets pregnant outside of wedlock, we're just happy if she doesn't abort the child. But at that time, it was a horrific shame for the whole family. She raised Jesus. Jesus was, you know, by the one story that we have in the scriptures of how he stayed behind in the temple when his family thought that he was with the little family caravan that was going back to Nazareth. He stayed there. He didn't let them know. And he was talking with the elders in the temple. In other words, he was a handful, you know? Probably the most precocious child that ever existed, right? And he grew up, and she watched him grow, and she nurtured him. Joseph died, you know, probably, nobody knows exactly when. And so she was a widow with her only son, investing all of her love, all of her hope in him. Teaching him what it meant to be a human being. Not only did Jesus take his humanity from her, by taking her flesh in her womb. But he took his, what it means to be as a human being from her. Yeah, just to put it briefly, she was his mom. And he cherished her. And she accompanied him as far as she could on his preaching and teaching and gathering of the disciples, and she was present there with them, with some of the other children of Joseph. And then that prophecy, which had been given to her when she and Joseph at 40 days, when Jesus was 40 days of age, when that prophecy was fulfilled, that a sword would pierce her soul also, as she accompanied him to the cross and watched him being murdered, executed. And thus a sword indeed pierced her soul also. There's not a trace of selfishness in Mary. Not a trace of self-centeredness, not a trace of any sin. And thus she also was among the first with Mary Magdalene to receive the annunciation of his resurrection. She gave her whole life in obedience to God to bear his son, to raise and nurture his son, to accompany him to his death, and to be the witness of his resurrection, and to preach and to bear witness to the resurrection, no matter the rejection, no matter the persecution. And as you can read in the book of Acts, the early church was greatly persecuted by the Jews. And she remained steadfast. And knowing in the depths of her soul that truly this is the Son of God. In many of the readings for the Feast of the Theotokos, we read the wonderful hymn in Philippians, "Have this mind in you, which also was in Christ Jesus." And these are the feasts that we read, the feasts of Mary that we read this on. "Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who emptied himself and took the form of a servant and came in the likeness of men." And he took the form of a slave. And he suffered even to the point of death, the death of the cross. Mary was not only the witness of all of these things, she was his human support. She was the one who encouraged him. She was the one who bore him. And thus she has been glorified and we celebrate her glorification. At all these different times throughout the year, as we commemorate the various feasts of the Mother of God, how God has glorified her in himself by making her a partaker of that glory that her Son had with the Father from everlasting, that she too might be filled with his glory, as we also will be filled with his glory on that awesome day of his second coming. So let us give thanks to God that we have the opportunity to not only venerate the Mother of God, but to come to know her, to ask her help, her consolation, and that we might partake of her joy, that joy of the resurrection, which is the ultimate culmination for her of that self-offering which she made to God when she said yes to the Annunciation of Gabriel. Amen.